Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Lodging tax revenue up significantly from years past, budget to be approved next week, and visitor center opens 7 days a week for the summer. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. During the quarterly commissioners meeting with the Campbell County Joint Powers Lodging Tax Board last Thursday, Executive Director Jessica Cedars gave updates to the commissioners on a variety of topics. Cedars announced final numbers of lodging tax revenue for the Convention and Visitors Bureau. 2021-2022 saw a 22.3% increase in lodging tax collected, and so far this calendar year, the collections are up 24% from last year. Cedars said the Lodging Tax Board will approve the budget next week. They budgeted a 20% increase in tax revenue for the 2023-2024 fiscal year, which in turn increases the amount of money available to the community for grants from the current $90,000 to $100,000 for the budget year. The CCCVB offers grant money for all types of events in the community. Money awarded is based on an application process as well as the number of overnight stays in Campbell County. One of the benefits of the increase in the CCCVB's budget is the ability to hire staff to have the visitor center, which is located in the Campbell County Chamber of Commerce office, open 7 days a week throughout the summer, as well as to fully staff the Wright Visitor Center. Cedar said that they hired 3 part-time people to fill various needs in the office in Gillette, as well as Wright staff. The visitor center will be open every day from now until Labor Day weekend. Coal mine tours have also begun for the season, and the Durham Buffalo Ranch added a Friday tour in addition to the Saturday tours this summer, which Cedar said was very popular last season. The commissioners took a moment to thank the board for the way they handled the recent geofencing controversy. Commissioner Del Shellstead said, quote, "I just want to commend this board on the way you handled the geofencing issue. That wasn't easy." He said it was important to note how upfront and transparent the board was with the community on the plans to proceed with collecting the data. The geofencing process will begin with the upcoming National High School Finals Rodeo, and data will also be collected during the International Pathfinders Camporee event next summer. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.